Hello. You might hear me clicking around a little bit because I'm trying to navigate my way through Reddit right now. And my mic is really, really sensitive. And my Spotify is really, really loud, so hold on, let me turn that down. Hi, everybody. Hi, Reddit. It's been a while. It was brought to my attention that I hadn't really rambled lately on Reddit, and there's a little bit of a reason for that. I don't know what to say. I talk a lot to my patron community, meaning on Discord. I hold a lot of events and do a lot of live reads, so I'm constantly speaking. I've lost my voice a few times already, but because of that, I don't, afterward, I have not very much to say, but I do want to bring it back to Reddit because all of my rambles started here. This is where I learned how to ramble, and I wanted to check in because it's New Year's Eve. So happy New Year, first of all. I know that this year hasn't been the best for some people. For some people, it's been the worst. For a lot of us, it hasn't really affected us except for changed our routines. And I know for me, it's been a rather dramatic year. Not because I've lost anybody, but just because of other reasons. And I've had a lot of time to reflect on that. And I think that any kind of challenge is a good opportunity for reflection, to contemplate what we take for granted, what we think of as normal routine, normal occurrences, normal habits, and challenge those notions and kind of ask ourselves, why do we think that? Why do we think that it should be this way and not that way? Do we only think that because it's how we were taught? It's what other people do, because it's convention? Or is it really truly for the best? Is it the best way that we could be doing things? As an artist, we ask ourselves, what else could this be? What else can I make this into? What might we do with this that it might become a new thing? And so, you know, 2020 is a huge slab of marble, and I think it's up to us to chisel what we make of it and what we learn from it, and not let it chisel us into something. 2020 doesn't rule us. We are in control of our own destinies. I absolutely am the opposite of thinking that that you know, just a year of bad shit is going to dictate my life. I won't let it. Anyway, there's been a few that so in addition to the new year, I have reached a crazy follower milestone, which I will not share publicly, but you might have seen it on my Discord. I did share it in one of my tier 2 channels in my workshop. So amazing follower count is insane. despite me kind of slowing down on posting on Reddit, I've continued to post on Reddit. I do post several times a month. I'm just not as active in like interacting, responding to comments, stuff like that, because I don't want to be redundant when with my comments. A lot of my comments are going to sound the same, like thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm gonna say this wrong. I got the Argentium Award, which is insane. That shit is expensive, and somebody gave that to me. I don't remember what audio that was for. I could look it up, but I did receive that. Since I kind of branched off, I've published Put in Your Place. I've published Cake Day, and I mean published by like on GWA. So Cake Day. I did my Vampire Audio, the one and lonely. I did my domestic How Do You Feel audio. Authenticity, which was that the real kind of like switchy art thief audio. Did everybody hear that, Carl? Momentum, which was me bleeding out from a bullet wound. and Understanding, which was brutal, and get with Me, which was, I don't know, this kind of like southern gothic tale between two friends with benefits. And then I just put out the other edge of the bedroom. So those are the things that I put out since October. So my activity more or less kind of looks the same. I've actually put out more, I think. No, I haven't. I have not. I'm not going to say that. That's not true. I still want to put out content. I still want to contribute, and I still want to be a part of everybody's lives. Anyway, to celebrate New Year's Eve, or just the new year, and to celebrate this weird, this like insane follower milestone that I've got here, and my Argentium Award, I am gonna do an AMA. I'll close question. I'm gonna try not to answer too many like repeats from the last AMA. So I'll go find that AMA and link it. So if you guys want to listen to it, you can. You don't have to. I'll try not to answer too many repeats. But I mean, it's probably gonna be inevitable. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitch. I'm on Patreon. I'm on Reddit. I'm on Siren. So I'm on a lot of social media now. So that's a huge source of questions that you could ask me about. So I welcome them. I'll leave it open until we hit like critical mass. And then, cause I don't know how many of you are even still like checking my personal Reddit account. I don't know how many of you are even going to see this, but yeah. So ask me anything, within reason. If it's too personal, I'll read the question. I'll let you know it's too personal and I won't answer it. So that's fine. That doesn't mean asking me a bunch of personal questions, but you know, ask me something. Ask me something. I think that it would be very, very nice to just become reacquainted with all of the new followers since the last time I did an AMA, and to just say hi to everybody else that's been following me from the start. So leave me a question in the comments and I will be back to you all in the new year with my answers. All right. Lots of love. Namaste. And I'll see you when I see you.